Hull City fans will look back on this campaign as a strange but successful one. What started out quite positively under Nigel Pearson in August and September was threatened to be derailed by his departure to Leicester. And yet again, Tigers were in a position where events off the field threatened to overshadow those on the pitch, as we've seen so often in recent years. Pearson's delayed departure really did pose a considerable threat, not just to the form on the field, but obviously the possibility of players going to join him at Leicester in the January transfer window, although thankfully that didn't materialise. Despite Warren Joyce being linked very closely with the club and a potential return, the Manchester United reserve manager decided to stay at Old Trafford rather than try to recreate the glory days, such as they may be, from more than a decade ago when he masterminded the Great Escape and kept the club in the Football League. Many Hull City fans would do well to remember just how close we came to losing our league status a few years ago. As it was, Nick Barmby took over and, despite having no managerial or coaching experience, performed admirably. A fantastic unbeaten run in January and February threatened to put the Tigers into the playoff places, and a real push ensued. But unfortunately, a mad march with more games than the club has probably played in 1 month ever before hampered things. The squad just wasn't up to the strength or depth that was needed to continue to compete at such a level. And so, narrowly missing out, there's no shame in it, but it will leave fans perhaps disappointed, but also they should be thankful for what has been achieved. What's likely next season? Probably more of the same. Much will depend on the budget that Barmby is presented with by club owner Asim Alam in talks next week. If he can bring in one or two free signings with a bit of experience and some solid heads on experienced shoulders, that would bode well. Keeping hold of players such as Chester and Hobbs, who obviously has an injury and will be out until nearly Christmas, keeping hold of them will be vital. And adding a goal scorer is absolutely essential. Matty Fryett's 16 goals have been a great contribution, but more will definitely be needed in what will be a challenging and no doubt entertaining again Championship season for 2012-13. As ever, City fans will need to remain patient and get behind the club and hope for their best. We'll see how things work out.